In this bulletin, another 13 deaths in Victoria from COVID-19 and 429 new cases. South Australia introduces tighter restrictions. And in sport, Queensland health officials respond to crowding concerns in the NRL. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dodd. Victoria has recorded another 13 deaths and 429 new COVID-19 cases. Eight of the latest deaths are linked to the outbreaks in aged care. There are 1,089 active cases in the state's nursing homes. So far, 136 people have died of coronavirus in Victoria. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews.
One man in his 60s, two men and a woman in their 70s. Two men in their 80s, five women and two men in their 90s. Eight of those 13 cases are linked to aged care.
A tighter lockdown is now in force in Victoria, with a nightly curfew from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. The more stringent measures, which are designed to reduce the overall movement of people, are expected to have a significant impact on some businesses that are already struggling. This taxi driver in Melbourne has told SBS the lockdown has ravaged his business.
For us, really hard. We don't get any customer like an airport and the city as well, and the stations, it's totally quiet everywhere.
It's very quiet nowadays, very concerning for work, but yes, it's good for safety, you know.
New South Wales has recorded 13 new cases of coronavirus. Three are returned travellers from overseas in hotel quarantine. One has come to the state from Victoria. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has expressed sympathy with those in Victoria under a hard coronavirus lockdown. And she says New South Wales' proximity to Victoria is a reason the state is on heightened alert.
No border is impenetrable, and we've seen that numerous examples across the nation. No border is impenetrable, no matter how tough we are. There's always, so long as the virus is in and around us in Australia, there is a risk to New South Wales, and our geographic proximity to Victoria makes us the first line of having that seeding, and that's why we need to be extra careful, extra cautious, which we are.
South Australia has recorded two new cases in the last 24 hours, taking the state's total number of active infections to 455. Both of the fresh transmissions are currently in hotel quarantine and are known to be a close contact of previous cases. As a result, authorities have announced new restrictions will come into force from midnight tomorrow night. The number of people permitted in home gatherings will be reduced from 50 down to 10. Changes will also be made regarding seating arrangements in licensed venues and sporting matches. Premier Stephen Marshall says community transmission is the state's largest concern.
We are concerned about seating. We are concerned about community transmission. And we are absolutely focused on keeping ahead of the game. That's what we've done in South Australia since day one. We still have the highest level compliance of any jurisdiction in the country. We act swiftly. We listen to the expert advice, and that we stay in front of the game here in South Australia. We do not want to see the types of lockdowns that are occurring now in Victoria returning to South Australia.
In sport, authorities in Queensland have praised the actions of the NRL management and the Melbourne Storm for expressing crowd capacity concerns at a match yesterday at the Sunshine Coast Stadium. An investigation was launched after the Hill area looked to be overcrowded with little to no physical distancing taking place. It's claimed there were 2,830 people in the Hill area who were not spaced out at all. State Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says capacity will be reviewed, but she's thanked those who tried to distance themselves from others.
I think people responded really well, but I do think we need to go and review that, because it is hard to maintain social distancing when you're sitting on the ground. And I saw people were trying to do that. They were on separate rugs for separate household groups, but we all just have to have another look at that. Everyone wants to make every encounter out there in Queensland as safe as it can possibly be.
We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a possible early shower, 17. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 13. Melbourne, showers, 11. Hobart, frost with showers developing and 8 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 13. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 20. Sydney, sunny and 22. Newcastle, similar conditions, 22 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, similar, 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 30 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.